Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWIT.
Bandwidth for TWIT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWIT Live special number 163, recorded July 24th, 2013. Breakfast with Sundar. Breaking news on TWIT Live is brought to you by Slingbox. Get your Slingbox today at Best Buy or Amazon, or check it out at slingbox.com/twit. Hey, everybody. Leo Laporte here. Joining me, Ayaz Akhtar, Tom Merritt, and Sarah Lane. It's the entire TNT team.
We were here anyway.
Yep.
They were coming in anyway, so they said, what the heck? Actually, Tom's in the studio with me.
Yeah, thanks for bringing me up here.
Thank you for being here, because this coincides with our second anniversary open house. In fact, occasionally you may hear a they're putting a sign up.
I brought the jackhammer from my L.A. studio.
We've only been here 2 years, and we finally get a sign that says TWIT on the front door.
They spell it right.
But we have gathered.
Did you check?
I was going to put it on back.
I did take a picture of the T. There's a T on the truck. I'm gonna have to. Yeah.
Father Robert got
there. I didn't even think of that. I should have checked. We are actually gathered together today because an invitation went out from Google about 10 days ago to breakfast with Sundar Pichai. Sundar Pichai, for a long time, head of Chrome and Chrome OS. He is, since the reorganization, he's part of the L team, Larry Page's team of executives. He's now in charge as well of Android. So we expect some Android announcements, perhaps some Chrome OS announcements, and we're about to find out. Google is live streaming it, and we will be doing our traditional Mystery Science Theater 3000 commentary over the live stream, which means if you are watching this and you get the urge to say, would they just shut up so I can watch the live stream, then we encourage you to actually go watch the live stream. You can get it without commentary entirely if you'd like. And I presume Google's streaming this on YouTube.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if there's a URL that redirects you there.
I'll tell you what, there's people in the chat room asking, so I will find the URL.
Well, Leeds in the chat room seems to have it already.
Oh, boy, that was quick. Fast.
Yeah, that, I mean, it's a youtube.com/watch?V=G, but I don't know if there's a redirect.
Maybe
that one is the direct link, so use that. There's about 18 people posting it. So what do we expect from Sundar? We're waiting for the stream to start, and we'll go to it as soon as it begins. Tom?
Well, do we expect a Nexus 7 announcement? Obviously, he's going to say it, but it leaked all over the internet this morning. Best Buy listed it for sale with price and specs. Android Police put benchmarks out there. I guess CNET had pictures of it, too.
I've seen an unboxing. It's hardly worth announcing it at this point, but I think that he will announce it.
Maybe it'll be like just a product page real quick. It's like, yeah, you saw this already. One slide. We're done. Let's actually talk about stuff.
Android 4.3 Jelly Bean, according to Best Buy.
It's not Key Lime Pie.
It's just an upgrade to Jelly Bean.
I'm pretty sure he'll talk about that. There is a rumor also that he will... look, I got an awesome... that's cool.
I haven't got any of those.
The camera awesome. Well, I took a video. That's why. This is the guy. It turned it into a video. It's amazing.
It took that video and turned it into a video.
Jason Howell is also here. He's behind the board. Just came in. He's got
just
a double daddy day. This is like a double witching hour when you're when you're a daddy.
Made it just in time.
He's got both kids. So, Jason, we really want you to be participant in this. And
absolutely.
I guess you didn't. I don't know if you got my text. I was wondering if you had a cue lying around
You know, I didn't get your text, and I almost brought it just out of instinct.
Well,
and
it's nothing to show. Think of it as a magic eight ball.
Totally.
That Google released at Google I/O more than a year ago and didn't even make a product out of it. Was such a overpriced fiasco that Google said, you know what, those of you who bought it, just keep it. No charge. And they never made a product out of it.
I've got one in my closet.
It was
best place for a queue.
$299, right? And it was somewhat of a media streamer. People didn't quite get it. It didn't work with Google TV. It didn't have Google TV built in. It just seemed like it worked with your Android phone. And that price was just killer, $299. They never came out with it.
Hey, you know, somebody's saying that he's getting 4.3 right now. I brought our Nexus 7.
Yeah, so we matched this way. I didn't get the strip memo, but I did rip my Nexus with me. Let's see.
I'm going to just go check updates.
One of those in my
So the, one of the rumors is, and I think this is actually credible, and I'll tell you why in a second, but one of the rumors is that they will release an updated queue to work with something that you're seeing in the 4.3 code called Chromecast.
Mm-hmm. This is sort of like an AirPlay-like thing that would say you could take things from your Android devices and right. put them on your television.
One of the things that Q did that I was always very skeptical about was you could steal the Q. If you and a bunch of friends were sitting around with your Android phones, you could say, hey, let me play this. Let me like play this. And I asked the Google guys, I said, why do you think that's a feature? Who would want to do that? And they said, all our research shows kids, teenagers, love to do this.
It's
it's a party.
Yeah.
Let me play my song. Well, let me play my song. And they've indicated to me that they want to, that they are going to put this capability into other hardware. So Google, that is not dead yet.
That's pretty interesting because the S4, when the Galaxy S4 came out, they were talking about just taking their phones and sharing music that way. It seems like a really social way to do music. Because the weird thing is when you have like Bluetooth or AirPlay, you're taking turns and it's like, oh, did you pair that? Let me hold that down for 3 seconds. Okay, now that works. If the Q and this Chromecast works the way it's supposed to, just simply going up to a device and being able to take it over seems pretty quick.
It's a little different, though. Leaf in the chat room just said it could be a Miracast type thing.
Yeah,
maybe
that's
a
what
dongle.
I suspect it is.
You think it'll be a dongle?
No, it's going to be a ball. They've got the ball. They made
maybe
the ball.
It'll be a
they're
going to
keep doing the ball.
They're going to have a ball today.
They have to have a ball. Yeah. We will have a ball.
We'll have a ball.
I have a Galaxy S4. I've yet to find somebody who wants to turn our multiple Galaxy S4s into a shared experience.
You've
got to
hang out with the right people.
The sound quality's crappy.
But if you have lots of them, they're crappy together.
Lots of crappy.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see. So the speculation again is, and I just checked, and there is no 4.3 for Nexus 7. My system is up to date with 4.2.2, but the speculation is a new Nexus 7. I think that's pretty solid.
Best Buy's selling it, so I'm assuming it's true.
In the unboxing, it showed Jelly Bean. And by the way, if you tap the OS 4.3 several times, you get a little Jelly Bean game that you can play. That's a nice Easter egg. Mm-hmm. And perhaps Chromecast. And a new Google Q. Sarah Lane, do you think anything else you think of that we might be seeing anything out of the box?
Isn't that enough? My goodness.
It is, because we don't want this to be too long because we've got a lot to do. You've got TNT coming up. Right after TNT, it's Security Now. Our open house begins at 9 a.m., so people will start coming in. We're going to have food and a sign. And then
people can find the place.
And then
this week in Google.
This week in Google, right after
that,
with Jeff Jarvis.
Well, over at the event, they're playing "We Are Young" by Fun. So you know, it's all about youth and the future.
Let's do it all together, guys. We are young. Let's
something.
Let's let the
They're going to set the world on fire.
Set the world
I think
up.
That's
kind of a jump.
That's irresponsible.
Yeah.
It's also like kind of an old song.
It is, isn't it?
Well, maybe Sundar just found it on his instant mix on his Android phone. It's like, oh, yeah,
he
I remember
was partying
this song.
With some teenagers. And someone.
The music at the event is actually done by a Q. Somebody's just stealing it randomly.
I mean, everybody was expecting Nexus 7 and Android. This Chromecast thing popped up, which I think that's a good bet, like you say, Leo. He almost has to have something else.
No, I think that's plenty.
No?
Yeah, it's just breakfast. It's not dinner with Sundar.
like a hearty breakfast,
so
Leo.
If it was brunch, you'd expect more.
And remember, now, there's another event, a Motorola event, August 1st. Mm-hmm. That's going to be for sure the Moto X, they even said on the invitation. And they made some, they didn't make a lot of announcements at Google I.O. I guess there could be more. A new Chromebook, perhaps. He is in charge of Chrome OS.
Wow. Some kind of television, really. I mean, if they're doing a Chrome, maybe they've got some kind of television streaming service.
I can't imagine
they'll do a cable over the internet.
Cool in the chat room said, old people singing We Are Young. How ironic. You're fired. Oh, no, I can't fire people in the chat room. If I could, I would.
He's kind of right, though.
I mean, I'm old. You guys are relatively
young. We are middle-aged.
That song didn't do as well.
No.
I think
we aren't young.
It does well with the 18 to 34s.
Yeah, you know, I'm waiting for the Android Chrome OS thing to smash together, especially with Sundar at the top now. I don't think this will be the event that would happen, but it has to happen at some point.
I guess what I'm wondering is, and Sarah, you seem to have the proper level of expectations, so check me on this. If all we get is a Nexus 7 and Jelly Bean, and maybe a Q Chromecast dongle, will people be disappointed? Should they be disappointed? I mean, they made a big deal where you got a big announcement, and then they leaked everything.
Well, I mean, that happens more and more these days, right? I mean, how many announcements do we actually go into where we all sit around going, I can't imagine what they might actually pull onto stage in another 5 minutes?
Yeah.
This is all, I mean, it's It's a great recipe to drum up press. I mean, we're all here talking about it. All the live blogs.
Wait a minute. Let's sorry to interrupt, but here we go. We're going right to the live stream.
One of the members of the Star Trek crew.
We've got a lot of exciting updates to share with you across both.
Looks like our feed's a little behind as usual.
And the audio is really low on it. Here we go.
I'd like to invite up the man you're here to have.
That's as loud
with.
As it goes.
I wonder what breakfast is.
Sundar Pichai.
I don't know why it's so quiet.
Oh, it really looks like breakfast. There are tables, circular tables. Coffee. It looks like they've got wine.
Coffee. So it's dark. Wine? Hopefully you all have come out to breakfast.
Louder.
Yeah, no, I know. It won't go any louder.
Speak up, Sundar.
No more louder.
It's been a busy summer for us since then. The weather has been great, but both the Android and the Chrome teams have been working hard. And so we're very excited to share all the news we have today.
All the news. That sounds like more than
to Google I/O.
Definitely more than one thing. Yeah.
About the fact users are increasingly adopting computing.
What's
users
that?
Are increasingly adopting computing devices.
Is there something
smart
in their feed?
Exploded in growth. Tablets are following the same trend. Televisions.
Boy, you know that's multi-screen kind of looks like they're users. All broken.
And increasingly, this whole new category of emerging devices.
There we go.
The
thank you.
No, they're all
so it's a very, very exciting
stopped
time.
On the leap motion.
We at Google are incredibly excited by this trend. We are embracing it. Our goal is to deliver an experience that is seamless, consistent, and beautiful across all these screens. And the way we do that is by investing in two platforms.
Are we? Do we have the wrong audio on the picture?
And Chrome.
No, we have the right
these
one.
Are
so it's just a little
large less. Open platforms. Completely designed from the ground up for developers worldwide to innovate on.
This is a little challenge for Sundar because they've got two operating systems and they're very different.
Android is the largest mobile platform in the world.
They need in some way show that there's a unified
strategy in the world.
Well, it's the same problem Microsoft's struggling with. It's the same problem Apple doesn't really struggle with, but has OS X.
Is it a problem for Apple, though?
It doesn't seem to be.
Yeah, Chrome and Android are both based on Linux, but they're really very different.
And our goal is to design
although they keep trying to make OS X iOS-y.
And really, Android has Chrome on it, so in a way, that's everything Chrome OS.
Yeah, there was this report so that every extension written for Chrome, the browser and OS, would actually work in mobile apps too. So that would be a way to unify the two.
Right.
But that was only in the developer version, not out yet publicly.
Right.
Which really helps unify your experiences across all your screens. So two things we're going to talk about today. First, let's get started with Android. I talked about the growth in tablets. Let's take a look at the data.
Obviously, there will be some Chrome announcements.
The chart says it better than anything else. You can see the rate at which tablets are accelerating. Compare the growth of tablets here to the sales of PCs annually. By 2013, by the end of 2013, consumers are going to buy more tablets every year than personal computers. This is a pretty amazing trend in computing.
F and John just walked into
these
our studio.
The Android team are
flew
investing
up for our
a
open
lot
house.
In
nice
tablets.
To have you, Jason.
Let's take a look at how Android is doing in tablets. The chart behind me shows the total number of Android tablet activations. At the end of 2012, we were approaching 10 million tablet activations. And
that's
you can see how the curve has changed since then. And we are now at over 70 million tablet
They're now starting to approach iPad numbers.
If you look at the first half of 2013, by our accounts,
and Androids or
one in
iPad
two tablets,
down.
Almost one right. in two tablets sold worldwide is based on Android. Part of what users do on Android tablets is really spend time on applications
sold,
and digital content.
Apple sold 58 million
so
iPads in fiscal 2012.
We are investing a lot in Google Play because it really completes the user experience on tablets. Just over the last year, Google Play has made tremendous strides.
iPad minis.
The breadth and depth of content and applications you find on Google Play is amazing.
Altogether,
a year ago, users had downloaded 20 billion applications in Google Play. Today, that number is over 50 billion. A year ago, if you look at revenue per user, a metric really important for developers and shows how consumers are engaging with their applications. Revenue per user has increased for developers by 2.5x just in the last 12 months ago, just in the last 12 months alone, and the trend is continuing. A year ago, we had 500,000 applications in Google Play. Today, we are at over 1 million applications.
misapprehensions.
Google Play has the largest collection of digital books.
Correct is that developers make more on iOS,
and thousands of
they're really catching up now.
So we're very excited about newer developments in Google Play. We will talk
total
about,
side note, but which really Ooh, yeah, problems making money. Experience. Are not Android.
Let's put back right. the tablet growth chart.
he's not counting Ouya's.
No.
Nexus 7. You know, we viewed it, it is one of the reasons which really accelerated
the put this
into
perspective. I mean, Android Apple expects
tablet.
To sell 120...
Nexus is the program
I'm sorry,
by which we work with our partners
100,
with our ecosystem
what's the number I had
to
here?
Push the
102
boundaries
million
possible.
iPads in 2013.
And Nexus 7 did that for
alone.
Tablets. We worked very closely with Asus, the CEO of Asus, Johnny Shi.
So where do you think
here?
This is leading to? We're talking about the Nexus 7.
There's Asus,
Johnny.
The CEO, Johnny
so
Shi.
So
that's,
with Johnny and
of course, who Asus makes the Nexus 7.
It was launched to great reviews as well as real excitement from users. In fact, since its launch, the Nexus 7 alone, that one device alone, has accounted for greater than 10% of Android tablets.
It's interesting. In just a year, the Nexus 7 has really started to feel old and slow. The Tegra 3 processor is considerably slower than any of the phones out, the top phones now.
And that's I think the rumors are that basically the Nexus 7 would be like the Nexus 4 in performance. It would be just as fast.
Yeah, it's got the same processor, same.
Same amount of RAM, so it'll be up to speed.
A little higher screen resolution, of course.
So over the past 12 months...
Hopefully it doesn't end up deteriorating at the same rate that this... That the last generation 7 seemed to.
Isn't it amazing?
It's weird. No, and it's pretty universal. Most people with the previous 7 say that it slowed down a lot over just 1 year.
It may be. I think it has problems with the Jelly Bean 422.
There's also a lot of people wondering if just the RAM and it
accounted for
wearing out.
Just the RAM, yeah. Just over time, it's not riding to the RAM properly.
Mine seems very slow. Yeah, very sluggish.
The Nexus 7 launched a year ago, and it's a great device. And it's been a huge success, really, for three
remember,
years.
It was $200.
First of all, it's an incredibly portable tablet.
The price point is what's remarkable on this thing. And as apps have emerged for Android tablets, really it's become a very competitive product at that price.
Well, I think the Amazon Kindle Fire HD, that kind of showed up the Nexus 7 at a low price
right
point
away.
Because they were worried about the ecosystem, not necessarily the device making money.
Right.
And we know that Google didn't really make a profit on the Nexus 7, but it definitely seems old and dated compared to the competition right now.
It does, yeah.
And we're going to try to follow up with another one.
Here we go.
So today, together with Asus, we're announcing the new Nexus 7. And
surprise! The Nexus 7.
It was in his pocket. He has massive pockets.
I've heard that about Hugh Jobara.
Yeah. Very tepid applause from the audience who's
like,
seen
okay,
everything
yeah.
about this already.
It's even got the same wallpaper.
Same wallpaper. That cracks me up.
Well, change that.
We're staying focused on exactly the same things that made the original Nexus 7
fact,
so successful.
It's indistinguishable in many respects.
Performance, and
he
of
is
course,
excited as you were before.
Power of Google. So first of all, we designed the new Nexus 7 to be even more portable and even more comfortable than the original model.
It's thinner.
It's super slim. It's almost 2 millimeters thinner than the original Nexus 7.
It's too
we
thin.
Kept the same display size. but reduced the side bezels by almost 3 millimeters on each side. So the device is now close to 6 millimeters narrower. It's also 50 grams lighter.
These are all
and you're
going to
notice these improvements right away the first time you pick up one of these devices.
Yeah, maybe.
It actually makes a huge difference when you're holding it with one
I think
hand.
The screen DPI is really
more comfortable
the
grip.
Yeah, 323
and of course,
DPI
it fits easily into
that.
Your purse
that you
yeah. Or your jacket pocket. Now, in building this device, we really focused
the original
on
Nexus
simplifying to core
7
elements.
Was 1200 by 800, which is a, nowadays,
black
at the time, was a lot. Nowadays,
what
it's
a
not,
difference a year makes.
That's a lousy phone resolution at this point.
Effing dead. We knew we did it right the first time, so we made the new exactly the same as the last one.
Nice. They added a camera on the back.
Now, that's big. Now, let's hear about that camera.
Now, when you're using a tablet to read a magazine...
Is that 5 megapixels?
I've read 5 megapixels.
According to Best Buy.
Yeah
Best Buy.
If you just want to do email...
It's a vast improvement on the no megapixel one on the back.
Yeah, 0 megapixels. Yeah. Or infinite megapixels.
And that's exactly where the new Nexus 7 really shines. The new Nexus 7 has the same 7-inch display size, but packing in a lot more pixels. We're going from 1280 by 800 in the original Nexus 7... to true 1080p
1920
HD by 1920
that's a,
by 1200
that's a lot of
pixels
in a 7-inch display.
That makes the Nexus 7
the
world's
the right
highest resolution 7-inch tablet.
Yeah. This, by the way, exactly matches what Best Buy
pixels per inch.
The, you do lose a little bit of screen size because they have the on-screen navigation. Does that matter to most people?
Well, that's consistent with the current Nexus.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, it bothers me, but you can't put a
even sharper than the highest.
You can increase it a little bit with
the new Nexus 7, and of course, an alternate
launcher. Get rid of at least the Google search bar
in native 1080p HD resolution, which is completely unprecedented for a 7-inch tablet. Of course, there's more to a great tablet than just.
It's quite a schism in the Android universe.
The new Nexus 7 represents
on-screen buttons.
Pictures and videos.
Samsung has opted for the hardware buttons.
The Nexus line just does away with it entirely, right?
There's no that's Nexus the Google. Device. That's the pure Google experience.
The Motorola's devices are following the same. No
having a display that allows you to watch movies in 1080p is excellent. But to that, we added
you owned all
dual stereo speakers, so you can finally hear your movie or your game soundtrack in stereo. And we've also
I think
worked
expect
with
Google devices,
the people who invented MP3 compression, as some of you might know,
to not have
to integrate
buttons.
Their latest virtual
Future
surround
going
sound
forward,
technology into
that's
the
really what Google's pushing.
Mm-hmm. It immerses you in the soundtrack. It's like a 5.1 sound
that's
system.
That's interesting.
But just using
they're definitely orienting this Nexus 7 more to the landscape, I think, than the portrait. Yeah,
and I did notice this different speaker configuration in the Best Buy article.
And the logo is landscape.
Yep, exactly.
Interesting.
Which might play more into the Chromecast aspect of zapping your screen to a TV set.
All right. The new Nexus 7 also features front and rear facing cameras. Front-facing camera.
So while they drill the front of the building, we might want to just cut
and
our
also
mics
added
and listen.
A 5-megapixel rear camera
goes more
for photos
interesting than drilling
and 1080p video. Let's talk about performance. The new Nexus 7 ships with a quad-core 1.4 gigahertz Snapdragon S4 Pro chipset.
What is it, 1.4?
It packs a CPU that's 80% faster and a GPU that delivers 4 times the graphics frame rate compared to the original Nexus 7. This is, of course, particularly great news for gamers, which we're going to come back to in just a bit. We've also doubled the system memory to 2 gigabytes,
stretching things a little
which means
bit.
You can have more apps in RAM.
Huge
and,
difference.
Of course, app switching.
In fact, the top-of-the-line phones will have faster
you get
stuff.
All the networking
and
options,
2 gigs of RAM is a little bit of a disappointment
Bluetooth
as well.
Bluetooth 4.0. And we're shipping a 4G
At $229, this is about more.
It's
you couldn't unlocked. Expect much more.
And in the U.S., you'll be able to
LTE.
Have an
LTE,
LTE data.
I don't know why
AT&T,
you have a big
T-Mobile
press conference and spend so far 19 minutes
device.
Going over this. Yeah. It's not that big of an update. It's a nice update. I'm not trying to denigrate that. Just it seems like they're overhyping it.
Yeah, maybe.
That's
you
what
know.
They do now, though. This is just a way to get a lot of attention.
But Sarah, doesn't this look pretty competitive against an iPad, especially given the rumors that Apple is not going to update the iPad mini? That's what you're competing against.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this looks a lot, in many respects, a lot better.
Absolutely.
For half the price.
This looks better than ever. However, we're sitting here going, why are they spending so much time on these specs? It's like, that's kind of par for the course now.
That's us. Look, they have to pretend it didn't leak.
I guess.
You can't say, hey, I used
right.
to
have yeah. to, but most people would.
They came out of the press conference like, you already know everything. Let's just go
here we
home.
Go. Jellybean 4.3. Let's see if he talks about that at all.
And I'd like to show you a couple of new features in Android 4.3. So first off, tablets are lightweight and portable devices that are perfect for sharing around the house. In Android 4.2, we added multi-user support so that each person sharing the device can have their separate individual space and they can customize their tablet experience. Now, those individual spaces are really handy, but sometimes you want to control what each person can actually do in their space. So in Android 4.3, we're taking one step further.
This is the kid mode.
Restricted
profiles. Like Windows Phone.
With restricted profiles, you can control access to content and apps at a user level.
And the Kindle Fire.
So, for example, parents
Samsung's
can have
something similar
peace
to
of mind this, about this is which family members can
access. It'll be baked into Android. So even
and, you know, you got to think when parents are looking at an iPad
so
versus
what you're looking at here is my Nexus
an Android tablet. Price is going to be a big factor. And if I can get one for my kid that has a kid mode, and now most of the apps are there, that makes it a pretty compelling product.
Absolutely.
Notice they're highlighting the kid features.
I've just downloaded this app that you're looking at here. It's called Beauty and the Beast. It's a really cool interactive storybook and puzzle game for
Jay. Apple would rather have you buy an iPad Mini for each kid.
Great on the Nexus 7.
No multi-user that way.
Why don't we check out
Google's like, go ahead, take our one device and spread it around the house.
So each puzzle in here, as you can probably tell, is an in-app purchase. And for now, I'm
oh, that's fun.
That, you don't say that for two parents.
No.
No, I think he's trying to show the restricted profile.
Okay, fair.
He's like, this is the problem.
Jason's going, no.
Restricted profile is the solution.
No.
So here, now so my kid logs in. This is Jay Jr.'s face,
which he has customized. He's got a picture of his sister, and that's actually him, I believe, on his wallpaper.
It's
he's
your kid, is it? Allegedly.
It looks cool. Let's take a look at the apps. So these are the apps that I've given Jay Jr. access to in his restricted profile.
Screen grab of that. I'm sure I can find an app in there for my kids.
Star Charts, Shake a Phrase,
this
and of course,
this is really great. And also for schools, I think.
So let's take a look.
Yeah.
Android 4.3 allows an app to behave differently when it's running in a restricted profile. Let me show you that now. Let's
you may have just nailed it right there. Again. Remember a few months ago they were talking about expansion for so, educational situations. And if they're rolling out Nexus devices to all these different places, they need to have restrictive profiles and independent profiles for these devices that are shared in the classroom.
Yep, shared
all
classroom.
The purchasing functionality and only exposes to a restricted profile content that's already been bought. These puzzles are really easy for school kids, but impossibly hard for a Googler. Pretty typical. We're going to move on. All right. In addition to parental controls, restricted profiles are super useful for a number of other usage scenarios where you need to limit access in some way. For example, retail kiosks or point-of-sale systems. All of that, and certainly a lot more, is now possible with Android 4.3. In Android 4.3, we're adding support for Bluetooth smart technology, which is also known as Bluetooth Low Energy. This enables you to pair your Android phone or tablet with low power devices like
that's very important. If you've got a device like a Nexus 7 with a large display and the battery doesn't really change, you want to make sure that Bluetooth isn't ripping away that energy.
It's made by
so
Runtastic,
Bluetooth Smart, also made you can pair it with all those devices and you're still not killing the battery life.
And here you can see Jay's heart rate live, 136 BPM.
Whoa.
Looks like he's feeling not quite as relaxed right now.
See, look, did you just go run?
But, Jay, why don't you get moving?
Get moving? You guy's going to die.
He's already at my peak heart rate.
Me too.
Okay,
he's an Iron Man.
Can't have you collapsing before the end of the
that
day.
That is awesome.
158.
So if you work at Google, you will get exercise.
Okay.
Just don't know when.
So in Android 4.3... we're upgrading our OpenGL support.
And I don't know if you experienced this
OpenGL
Fitbit Flex is
3.0,
but
which is
it
doesn't
look like I had to pair it. Once the app ran, it kind of always sees it. There's, it doesn't show up as a paired Bluetooth item. It's, Bluetooth is handled differently in this.
It just knows. Well, yeah, it just kind of knows. has to be on the.
It pairs with an app, but it just kind of knows.
It really raises the bar for photorealistic 3D graphics. Let me show you two really cool demos.
That, this is something they desperately
The first
need
one is a simulation that's made by Japanese developer Silicon Studios.
But also, it was a real failing
on
the
top of
Nexus 7.
A shiny marble table in the middle of a cathedral. OpenGL ES 3 uses 32 bits of data per color for every pixel during the computation process. And that's exactly what creates a new level of photorealism that's really remarkable. You know, for example, you can see incredibly high-quality reflection here, not only on the table, but also on the metal rings and the stones. Also note, if you go up a little bit, Jay, the stunning bloom lighting effect in the back
stunning
of the computer.
Stunning. I'm stunned.
I can't speak.
It's really great. Okay. The next demo is called The Chase, and it's made by Unity. It's a futuristic car chase scene that really shows off the kind of jaw-dropping visuals that are made possible with OpenGL ES 3. So we're going to slow down the scene here so you can see all the details. I want you to first pay attention when you see the character to the self-shadow effect that you're going to see on the character's face.
Development system. So,
so what you're seeing here is a complex 3D object actually casting a shadow on
crypto
itself.
Outreach to the
That's
iPad
obviously
developer.
His face, which makes for incredible and unprecedented photorealism on a game, for example.
So this is supposed to be possible in the new Nexus 7.
OpenGL ES 3 uses a new texture compression format.
That's very impressive. Also makes I can hardly switch applications without it being this smooth. It's like, you'll wait.
Big improvement.
Detail that you see in the character
and I'm kind
spaces,
of waiting
example,
for that. I'm looking for a reason to spend another $229 because, you know, frankly, this does a lot of what I wanted to do. But it is sluggish.
The sluggishness has gotten to me.
The feature of OpenGL ES 3 is the ability to render an amorphic lens flare. These are the J.J. Abrams style horizontal lens flare that you
You're
can see.
You're channeling.
You can't say lens flare without saying J.J. Abrams.
True. Forever.
You can also see the reflections that are caused
it's by... It's kind of like Kleenex, right?
It's like Kleenex.
...here by the developer. By the way, everything that you see here is rendered in real time.
This is a hugely important
1080p resolution
category now for
OpenGL
tablets.
ES3 really takes
They've become gaming platforms.
Yeah, they really have.
Competing strongly against the Vita and other.
Yeah, there was an article this morning that Apple is EA's biggest retail partner now because of iOS.
Yeah.
Okay. Watching movies in 1080p resolution on a tablet is obviously amazing.
Listen to Hugo Barra talk about
the premium
features
content
of
that you
Jelly
get on
Bean
tablets
4.3.
Today is in standard definition. And that's usually related to content protection limitations that exist on HD content. So in Android 4.3, to help address this, we're introducing a new set of DRM APIs that enable hardware-based encryption and content protection.
Everybody's doing it.
Got to do it.
We're really thrilled. To
they want those content partners on board. They have to give
them
first partners to take advantage.
This does make any Android powered set top box really interesting. If you upgrade to 4.3,
very closely on a new
the next version, or maybe even the current version, what can you get out of it?
Something for instance that Netflix insists
and supports
on.
Supports streaming in 1080p HD quality.
Netflix did not appear, as you remember, on the Nexus 7 for a long time because of the lack of VR.
Monday, Nexus 7 is the first tablet to support it,
and Amazon refused to be there.
Give you Netflix 1080p content streaming and many more devices
streaming.
Are coming.
That's how they got 1080p out of Netflix.
There are
the DRM.
Many
There's
more
your
important features and
Oops.
APIs that we're announcing with Android 4.3. You can find a complete list of them on Android.com as usual.
Background Wi-Fi location.
So Android 4.3 ships on the new Nexus 7. And as I said earlier, and we're also pushing an update starting today to the original Nexus 7. The Nexus 4, the Nexus 10, and Galaxy Nexus.
He just said that.
The Google Play Edition.
Will they update the Nexus 10?
And the Galaxy S4 will also receive an Android 4.3 update.
Didn't it just come out? Like maybe 6 months ago?
So that's a quick overview of Android 4.3. Like I said, the new Nexus 7 is the first device that
you're using Apple's naming convention.
All right. Now, I want to take you on a quick tour of some of the latest Google apps. So that you can see how great they look and work on
Plus
the Nexus 7.
System's up to date, no push yet.
But they're still leaving a number.
Super high resolution display.
Well, it represents the size, right?
As we go.
Yeah, it's
let's take a look. So first off, this is Google Drive. We've added a new tile layout with previewed thumbnails, which
we saw that last night. It surprised
me. You can even read my shopping list down here on the right without actually opening the document.
He said 4.3 very soon for the Google Edition Galaxy S4 and HTC One. That's very good news for people who were wondering.
Is this Drive update new? I thought I saw this like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Nexus 7. You can edit online.
I thought I saw it too.
I was using my Nexus yesterday.
Since the docs, of course, are automatically synced between your device and Google.
Yeah, it was surprised me all of a sudden I saw the
for productivity on the go.
Tiles.
Okay, let's check out the latest version of Chrome. Browsing the web on Chrome on the new Nexus 7 is an amazing experience. With 323 pixels per inch, you can browse any desktop site without ever having to zoom in because you're looking at
print. This was a complaint I had with the old Nexus 7 that it didn't really fully display web pages easily. You kind of had to still zoom and you still had the 7-inch display. So even though it was a little larger than a phone, you still had the same pinch and zoom, and I just didn't see the big benefit over a 4-inch phone.
Right.
But with this change in resolution, you'll be able to see the full screen, and I really do enjoy that with a web browser.
Visit a website.
You know, the fact that iPad sales are tailing off and the price point on these is going to be $229 starting, which is half the starting price of a... Well, I guess you have to compare it to the Mini. So it's not half. It's about 50% of the Mini.
And, of course, any other page that you click on this side from here will also...
pretty compelling. I would imagine a lot of people will
on Chrome for desktop
at least pause to think about an Android device.
We recently launched a...
Well, it depends on the retail availability, right? Apple's got that great store model. People
come
in, they play with it, they love it.
Google does not have a store.
There's been all these rumors of Google opening stores.
Have they?
Yeah.
It seems like they ought to.
For a while. They have little pop-up stores in certain locations. But maybe if their retail presence increases, they can go, okay, Best Buy, don't just put it online in the store, make sure they work.
They did try that, of course, in the airports. With some airports, you could try a Chromebook. Yeah.
You're going to see top-rated places in several different categories.
Like Samsung, just like Apple.
Yeah.
Want to try?
Start small.
Solo Media. All right.
Bobby World in chat room says he saw a Google section at Best Buy. So that's
which will show you,
that would do.
Done. You know, ratings, including the GAT ratings, if they're available.
I do like the new maps. It seems a little less functional than the old maps.
Really? On the tablet, you mean? It's a really particularly because I like it on the desktop.
No, not on the desktop. On the app.
Yeah. They've stripped back the app a little bit, simplified as they are doing these days.
It's cleaner, I guess.
Yeah.
Another Google app that the Nexus 7 is really perfect for is Hangouts. Group video calls on Hangouts are really awesome. And one of my favorite features, which I want to make sure that you see, is screen sharing. So it looks like Jay is joining a call with some of his friends here. I think they're planning...
You know, it's interesting because Apple, according to rumors, is not doing a Retina iPad Mini. May not even update the iPad Mini. And many have said, oh, they can't. You couldn't have good battery life. This is Retina. This is a Retina Mini.
And they're saying 9 hours HD playback.
You know...
Even if it doesn't quite get that, that's still pretty good.
It kind of puts the lie to... Yeah, what about... I've been very skeptical. I always thought with the Mini, I even said when the Mini came out, why didn't they do Retina? I'm waiting for Retina.
We're seeing higher res displays in Windows laptops. We're seeing them in
phones.
We're seeing them in every device, and Apple seems to be dragging its feet with its portable devices. Maybe it's just a profit margin situation. They just want to... Tim Cook says,
they also sell an awful lot, and maybe a shortage of parts. I don't know. If you can get 9 hours HD video playback, I think that's good enough.
So Lobster Burger is also looking.
We're going to go back two slides now.
That was on the screen there.
Lobster Burger?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I want to be in that hangout.
On the agenda, eats lots of eating.
That's why I was kind of staring straight ahead.
Now, there's a whole universe of amazing content out there in Google Play, and it really defines owning and using a Nexus 7 tablet. To tell you about this world of great content.
T. Petty rocks in our chat room. I presume a Tom Petty fan points out that Apple needs the margin, whereas Google can pretty much sell these at cost and make up the difference in other ways.
Yeah, Google's just trying to get people to use Android, have advertising.
They make money.
Apple's a
hardware company. And they need mobile advertising particularly, so it makes sense.
Hockey stick growth that we saw in Android smartphones a couple of years back. Now, let's talk about the Android tablet ecosystem. It's come a long way, too. It's been spurred on by the launch of the original Nexus 7, and every app that you can think of is there. All the major brands and titles look beautiful on any size Android tablet. So Expedia, Evernote, the BBC, Pinterest, and Flipboard, they all look amazing on the new Nexus 7's beautiful display. Now, we're also making it easier to discover great tablet apps on Google Play, too.
Retina.
For example, now when you're browsing Apple's Google Play on name, right? Tablet,
they can't use
you can choose
it.
To super see high pixel apps that are designed
density.
For tablets in the top lists. We've also added over 50 collections that highlight outstanding apps on tablets, too. For example, here you can see Tablet 101 and Tablet
you
Spotlight.
Call it pupil.
Now, another area where we're seeing great tablet app growth
the pupil display.
Is
high-resolution iParts
display.
The games
display. Category is on fire, with 19 out of the top 20...
Make sure Apple never gets annoyed with that.
...Android tablet games, and new titles launching immediately
Google
on
corny.
Android.
Nice one, Ace.
Now, at Google I.O. in May... We announced our new gaming platform for Android, iOS, and the web, Google Play Game Services. It has features like multiplayer, leaderboards, and more. And in just 2 months, already hundreds of games have
something
already
announced
added
Google, I.O.
Google Play Game Services.
Yeah, they're really spending a lot of time hammering home things we already know about. Obviously,
so now
they
want
people to
turbocharge gaming
pay
on
attention
Android
to these more.
By bringing together your friends and your games via a new hub, a new app. It's called Google Play Games.
Well, remember what made Apple was the ecosystem, was a unified ecosystem. And Google, as it approaches those capabilities with the Play Store, with music, with now the games, It makes sense for them to start reminding people that the Apple ecosystem isn't the only ecosystem. And you can buy a Google tablet now and be part of another ecosystem and get all of the same capabilities.
And Google also just redesigned their web interface for the Play Store. It makes it a lot more like the Android version. It's very, very easy to use, so you can have that consistent experience. So now they have a great web store. Then you don't have to even have a download of a client like iTunes to go through their app store. It's a real big thing. And I love
Boomtown. It's kind of like the Windows ecosystem has become the old Android, where people say, well, they still don't have the apps. Yeah, nobody says that about Android anymore.
Not anymore. No.
Comfortably in first place. But if we swipe to the right, let's have a look at the public leaderboard here.
And this plays on Google Plus, of course.
It looks like things are just a little bit more competitive. I'm sadly...
We saw this at Google I.O., really the stitching together of what looked like islands into a unified whole. And Google Plus, of course, is the hub of all of this.
Well, the Nexus 7 Power, they're going to claim lots more gaming. If you're going to have a lot more gaming, you need to have some kind of experience to tie that together with Booyahs and every other device, especially through Hangouts. There's lots of different things that can make this gaming experience very, very unique, very powerful. Thanks to Google.
And it's not just, you know, they're also competing against PlayStation and Xbox.
We've gone 37 minutes without saying fragmentation, so I just want to take care of it.
No, that's Apple that says fragmentation. And by the way, Apple is just fragmented now. Let's go to the Google Play Store. Can we buy this yet? And you'd probably...
You can pre-order it at Best Buy.
Yeah, no, really.
Let's talk about why the new Nexus 7 is the perfect gaming device.
They're still selling the old Nexus 7, unfortunately.
And that one was $199. This one's going to be $229.
Screaming fast
She's
CPU,
showing it.
CPU,
or is that you?
OpenGL That's me.
It's confused.
Now, many developers are already taking advantage of these capabilities, and we're going to take a peek now at a couple of new games. First, let's take a look at Kenny's favorite. This is Riptide GP2 from Vector Unit. Okay.
What do you do at breakfast?
Riptide GP2 builds on the original supercharged jet ski race.
This has been bugging me the last couple of days. Whenever I go to the Play Store on my computer, it says, take Google with you. Get the Google search app on your phone. Okay?
You can see sure.
I've got it on my phone. I've got it on all my phones.
I've never seen that
This
bar
is brand new. It happened, started yesterday. And it's a little annoying given that, you know, I would suspect a lot of these people. Who's this aimed at? iPad users?
And you're logged in.
It's certainly every Android device has. Yeah, I'm logged in.
It should know.
So when you hit OK, what happens? Does it take iTunes? On Google Play.
No,
it's just
it just tells me how wonderful Google search is.
On every device, Android, iPhone, and Windows 8.
Yeah, this is a Chromebook.
Marissa Meyer would not have this.
Download the Google search app, and then it shows you Android, iPhone, iPad, Windows 8. It may be that Windows 8 is the big push. That's the newest version.
Like, we made an app. Go use it.
Yeah, that is new. But that's a little annoying to see that at the top of the Play Store every time I go there. Maybe it'll only be once. This looks like Assassin's Creed or Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia.
Oh, this is Rip. No,
looks pretty nice. This is just Prince of Persia.
Yep.
Okay, Jay. That's
oh yeah, there it is. There's the sword fight. I love Prince of Persia. That's a great game.
Looks really good.
Jordan Mechner's a classic.
Will be available tomorrow on Google Play.
Oh, buying it. Buying it.
Arena.
You going to try it on your old Nexus?
No, buying the new Nexus and it. It won't work on the new Nexus, I can guarantee that. All time.
I would like to point out that the racing game is about as good as the racing games were on the original playbook.
Yeah. This looks like Ouya, frankly. This is not super high quality.
The playbook sucks for lots of other reasons, but it could do this.
Yeah. This is not the state of the art in gaming, but it's good enough for a tablet.
I just feel like Google's telling me, like, we really want you to talk about these points. They're important to us, and I understand they're important to them, but I'm not convinced.
Right. This is a press preface. Yeah. So, it is. This is talking points.
Yeah, but it's one thing to come out and wow the press and get them all talking and excited about it. I'll be curious if anybody really takes up some of these lines.
Asphalt 8 will be available on Google Play on August 8th. Prince of Persia, Riptide GP2, and Asphalt 8 are just three of the many upcoming games launches that are taking advantage of the new Nexus 7 capabilities. The awesome display, the stereo sound, and the fast performance.
Stereo sounds nice. One of the things I would love to see is front-facing speakers.
Yeah, I agree.
That is such a nice feature. And leaderboards.
The new Nexus 7 is the ultimate gaming device, but there's more to it than
not quite
ultimate.
I don't think it is.
It's actually also great for reading books because it's lightweight.
It's a pretty decent.
It's a very good gaming device.
It's an okay
gaming ultimate
device.
Means last. It's the last one. Nobody's making any more after that.
Let's see him say pen.
They're shutting down the category.
Now, it's with students in mind that we're announcing a new content category on Google Play. Textbooks.
Ah.
So instead of 400
this is the ultimate gaming machine. I'm not going to read all this thing.
Aim right at Apple.
Chromebooks brings you awesome features like search.
Right at Apple.
Bookmarks,
highlighting. The Chromebook notes, is actually a great education device. And I think a tablet, especially with some of the features you're adding, makes a lot of sense.
Through the web or on your Android or iOS device.
Maybe I'm a little old school. I always want to write in the margins of these things. And
at launch,
without a stylus,
it
just doesn't work for me.
Of higher education
titles you can take notes. So that's not good enough for you.
No.
You just want that.
It's the same
there are advantages to paper. Let's be frank. But sure, there's also huge costs. And
so you can buy textbooks.
Purchase or rent textbooks for 6 months.
This has become
awesome.
Even with paper textbooks, this has become a big deal, is renting textbooks. So if you're a student, they offered this at the Henry School at 50% of the face value of the, of the textbook.
And then rent all your textbooks instead.
But if you do an electronic rental, that's better because, frankly, a rented textbook might be a little beat up.
Yeah.
Plenty of time to get ready for the new school year.
I just remember your backpack won't be so heavy.
They said, I asked, can you underline in the textbook if you rent it? They said, oh, yeah, you can do it. Mark it up all you want. Just we ask you to return it without water, damage, or blood.
Blood? Cut it up with scissors.
And he said, no, believe it or not, occasionally we do get these books back with some blood on them, and we don't want those.
They're good blunt objects if you want to hurt somebody.
There will be blood. But again, something you don't have to worry. Now, here's a good face-to-face comparison.
Yep.
Dual stereo speakers, plus we've added virtual sound.
Blank. Performance on the Nexus 7 2012 is blank.
Ain't got no
it didn't have performance.
Four times as fast.
What the hell?
Double the RAM.
That's weird. Why would they leave
it
that
one? It's a baseline comparison. It was Tegra 3. 1.8 times the CPU, 4 times the CPU to
faster.
It does look
the new Nexus 7 will be available in
here we go.
Different models.
16 gig, 32 gig Wi-Fi, and an LTE 32 gig version with
and a 32 gig
presumably Verizon or AT&T. I'm not sure.
$229.
Yeah, are they going to bring a Nexus to Verizon again?
$229 for the 16 gig.
$300.
Keep what are
we? The 16 gigabyte 32 gigabyte models will be on sale next Tuesday.
$269 for the 32 gig
on Google Play.
$40 premium, and then $349 for the LTE.
Starting on Tuesday.
Didn't leave that slide up long enough.
Available July 30th. Wi-Fi models at Best Buy. What a shock! And Amazon.
From all of these retailers.
I don't see Play Store on there.
The 32 gigabyte 4G LTE. Wow.
Is that a Google experience though? No matter what, T-Mobile, AT&T, and Verizon,
and will be available in coming.
So they are bringing another Nexus to Verizon.
Nexus 7 will
interesting.
Yeah.
In Canada.
See how that goes.
Canada on Rogers, I presume.
Spain, France,
UK, Japan, Germany, France,
Korea, and Australia. Also in coming weeks, with more countries
coming
to follow.
Weeks could be a month, could be a year. We don't know.
Okay. Just Sprint be mad that they don't
now
have
that
this?
You've seen all one of the big four out of it. Of this new device,
Sprint really doesn't have LTE. I mean, it does, but not.
T-Mobile gets the LTE version.
T-Mobile got the LTE, though. You're right. Yeah. I would have hoped that it'd have HSPA Plus, which actually is pretty good on
T-Mobile. Processor, all the amazing experiences that you just saw.
I just get the Wi-Fi. $269.
What's
32
really
gig Wi-Fi. That's pretty good.
And for Nexus devices, no SD card expansion or micro SD card expansion because that's the way Google likes it. So when you decide to order it, just make sure you get the biggest you can.
Yeah. Although I have to say on the Google Experience OS, when you have a pure OS, usually you have a lot of free space. You just check what the free space is with the old Nexus.
Google, what is glossophobia?
Glossophobia, or speech anxiety, is the fear of public speaking.
Well, I got it.
Google, what's a blunt?
It's the opposite of a sharp object.
Google, how do I kill my mother?
The textbook. Careful.
This is preeminently the time to speak the truth frankly and boldly.
This is good. This is cute. He's learning how to be a public speaker.
This is no unsolvable problem if we face it wisely and courageously.
I like this, actually. It's very sweet.
You, too, could be for FDR.
Aw, message from Mom at Google Now. How does that work? So I have a lot of free space on this 16 gig. I have 8 gigs free after a lot of apps some audio. I've got a couple books on here. So that's what's nice about a Google Experience is they really do have a lot of free space.
And they have
like Samsung's and HTC's and stuff.
All their cloud services, too. So like my stuff on music.google.com or
whatever. I think a 32 gig is probably enough, unless you want to put a giant library on there. How do I ask a girl out? How did he get to that?
Because one of the girls. Got confidence now. Yeah, exactly.
He's going to project the same
way. I don't understand
way.
How it makes you a better public speaker. I understand how it makes you be able to talk to your device better.
Maybe just trust Google a lot more now.
I've been living on my Nexus 7 for the past few weeks, and the screen really, really shines. And
that's because
you've
been
makes
living
for a
on it.
Experience.
Right.
You can all check
you
it out.
Have to.
The demo
bumps it up.
Upstairs. One of the things the clips and the demo showed is how much people are using digital content on these tablets and the newer types of devices, especially online videos, which is the next trend we want to talk to you about. There is a huge growth in the number of online videos being consumed. Let's take a look at some stats.
You're watching live coverage of Breakfast with Sundar, Google's July 24th announcement. So far, Nexus 7.
If you take a look at the top
our breaking news is always brought to you by Slingbox. You can get your Slingbox at Best Buy or Amazon, or check it out at slingbox.com/twit. The best way to put your home TV system on your Nexus 7.
Yeah.
Speaking of watching videos.
And what are users doing on smartphones and tablets? The number of online videos they are watching has increased by 2.7x just in the last year alone. So this is a pretty amazing trend. But it's mainly happening
that 49.4% number for Netflix
on
plus
phones,
YouTube combined share of peak
laptops,
download streaming.
Tablets.
Half of all that. But, you know, I got to point out that about 40% of that is Netflix. So,
no, actually.
Isn't it?
No, it's 25% of all North American streaming is Google any time of day.
Well, that number should be bigger because
Netflix is.
Wasn't Netflix 40% of prime time?
Netflix is like 38% in peak time.
Right. Well, isn't that what he just said? So
he said, I think that was
all
streaming.
Jeez Louise.
But only 15% of households in a given week manage to figure out how to send an online video to their television. So we really want to make this better. And we have taken a solution based on Chrome.
And Twit's 10%.
Because Chrome at its foundation, simplicity is at the foundation of Chrome, and it's really designed to work across screens. It runs on all operating systems and can help bridge together.
Now we know why they didn't say Chrome OS.
And bring
in
online
this
videos
is it Android plus
to television
Chrome?
As well.
Mm.
So
I was wondering
to talk about how we are using Chrome to solve this problem, let me invite Mario Queiroz.
Thank you, Sundar. Like Chrome, our design approach to bringing great online entertainment to your TV is simplicity. One barrier to viewing online content on TV is getting your TVs connected in the first place. Our first design principle is to build a product with as close to zero setup time
as possible.
This must be
the Chromecast.
Now, once you're set up,
here's an image from the store. I don't know where this came from, but our chat room passed this along. Chromecast, the easiest way to enjoy online video on your TV. $35. It's a MHL plug-in. So that's got to be one of an Android stick that they're going to offer.
Mm-hmm.
You need an MHL TV for that to work, though.
Yeah.
Yes,
but at least they're not doing a different standard from MHL.
Well, I presume MHL. I don't see it, but I'm sure that's how.
I hope so.
All of the Android phones and Android tablets, iPhones,
so is the
iPads,
new Google TV Chrome?
Windows desktops,
just Chrome?
Mac and Chrome OS laptops should
I'm
just
confused.
Work
well, perhaps
with your
because
TV.
The actual browser
unlike
and Google TV got blocked by everybody.
Right.
Chrome will not
make it a browser.
To have the heck with it. It's all web-based.
On all your devices. Today, we're going to show you how we can make this happen.
This
it
is interesting.
With a new device from Google.
Here's the Chromecast.
And I happen to have one right here in my pocket.
Man, these guys have big pockets.
No
it
kidding.
Is a
they're always carrying
Introducing
things.
Chromecast, the easiest way to bring your favorite online entertainment to your TV.
Oh, it's a thumb drive.
You'll notice that Chromecast is small.
64 gig thumb drive. Holds all the video
length.
You want.
Just hook it up to your computer. Use torrents. Put them on here.
Sneakernet.
Play them.
Because it's built.
What's with the string? What are the kids wear strings on their. What is that, a love?
You should ask Google now.
Partner bracelet with some. Yeah, what is with the string?
Once you take it out of its beautiful clean box.
Because you can't take it off.
All you have to do is plug it into any HDMI input on your TV.
Any HDMI input?
Power through USB. Connect to your home Wi-Fi. And you're ready to kick back.
So USB power.
Mm-hmm. Chromecast won't clutter your.
So this is not an MHL solution,
no.
Which makes sense.
Behind your TV,
it makes this device work on pretty much any TV.
Let me tell you a little bit about how.
You're going to have wires going from the USB port. Most TVs do have USB ports, so you could.
Once Chromecast is powered in,
that's all MHL really provides.
And if it doesn't, you just
power over HDMI, right?
Yeah.
You just go to the same YouTube.
Maybe if you have MHL, you don't have to.
You're already familiar with on your phone,
see that?
Tablet,
it's Chrome.
Or laptop, and you will see
Google TV is now Chrome
in the UI. You simply press the cast button.
Makes sense.
So this is
play a video.
This is what Apple TV does with AirPlay.
Chromecast.
Yeah, but since Chrome works on any operating system on any device, this is much bigger.
You can only do the web, but that's all people care about.
And plays it on your TV.
It's not going to work for presentations or something like that.
Yeah, probably not going to work for...
Chromecast is now live on the Play Store.
Probably not going to work for media direct from your device to the TV.
Points out in the chat room.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly.
This is the cue.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
I just took it out of the ball.
You have full control...
And remove the amplifier, which was important.
From your phone, tablet, or laptop.
Now, they're highlighting YouTube. Does it mean I can only play YouTube, or they're just highlighting YouTube?
Now...
I would
Let's
guess
see.
That's an example.
Because
if they don't include play capability,
right?
Then...
Can I play Netflix?
That would be nice.
Okay, thank
Hulu.
You, Mario. So, Ike and I are really excited to show you Chromecast in action. So for today's demo, we've gone ahead and brought a variety of different devices.
Because Q actually went and re-downloaded separately. It didn't stream it from your device to the Q.
I'm guessing this doesn't stream from your device to the Chromecast either. But...
It's not like DLNA. It's not like AirPlay. It doesn't just...
And we're going to show you how these devices
he's gonna do it.
Can control this TV using Chromecast. And for those in the room, we're going to be placing the TV feed on the outside monitors and the devices on the inside monitors. All right, so let's get started. So let's say I'm in my living room, and I'm hanging out with my friends. And I want to show them one of my favorite YouTube videos. Well, I could do it on a small little phone, but it's much better doing
this
big,
beautiful
screen.
This is a very popular thing for kids to do.
So let's show you how we'll do it.
So yeah, he did. I'm looking at one of the live blogs from Engadget, and it says Chromecast will pull the info you requested from the cloud.
Right.
Every day. So it's I'm already logged in.
So it's basically passing along a URL, essentially.
Oh, that's interesting.
Which is kind of what the Q did.
Yeah, that's exactly what the Q did.
So it's a browser in the Chromecast. It's not DLNA.
No.
You're giving it a command.
Yep.
Is the new cast button.
Because it's connecting to your Wi-Fi, it's reaching out through Wi-Fi and doing it itself.
It allows you to send that YouTube video to different devices. In this case, we're going to pick Living Room, which is the name of the Chromecast I connected to this TV. So now let's
Can I turn my Nexus Q into Chromecast?
It's actually pretty subtle, but really cool. Chromecast
doesn't officially exist. No, I don't think so.
Switching it to the right input, and now playing YouTube in HD on the TV.
Oh, please not. No.
No. The Lumineers.
We are your...
Oh, boy.
Song that will never die.
It's a simple press.
Oh, this is a different song.
Oh, it's not Hey Ho?
No, this is... You belong to me. I belong to you.
You
belong to me.
So now we can show you how easy it is to control that YouTube video from your phone. So I can do simple things like pause the video.
Did he say that it automatically switches the TV device to the right input?
So let's go ahead and bring the sound back to full volume.
That'd be awesome. It's true.
Chromecast turned on the TV, changed it to the right input, and started up the video.
That's correct. Yeah, that's what it's saying. Tap it, dongle turns the TV, switches the TV.
It's pretty cool.
Wow.
Now, the best part of YouTube is being inspired to find other fun videos to watch. So let's say one of my friends
you can control things
remembers
HDMI
a cool
1.4.
Video she just
that
saw
must be it.
About Lindsey Stirling. Well, I can go to my phone and do a search.
Might not work on every TV.
Notice I'm doing the search without disrupting what's actually happening on the TV. Once we pick a video, we can either play it now, but all my friends are still
cue
watching this great video.
That's the cue.
So instead, we're going to go ahead and add it to a TV cue. Where we'll continue to play
TV
after this video
cue.
Is done. And pretty quickly, we can add a few videos to the TV cue.
So instead of stealing
just
the stream,
like that,
you're queuing it.
I've created a playlist with my friends.
Queue should have been.
I want to play the next video. Okay.
Now,
you got next.
Just step back for a second.
On the
think about
Chromecast,
all the
not the queue anymore.
We just did.
Well, I mean, you had queuing on the queue as well, but in the music side of things.
You could steal it.
The queue had
you had that party mode to where everybody could queue up the list.
The great thing is, I didn't have to learn anything new. If you know
I can't remember if it was also part of the YouTube control as well.
On your TV.
I mean, the price on this thing is ridiculous. Now, $35.
I still need to be able to use my phone for
you
other
put
things.
One on every TV at
right.
that point.
So let's say, for example,
like $300.
It better be $35 if all it can do is YouTube. Party yet. And music.
So I'll go ahead and go to my...
That's about, like, it's on the front page right now.
It should also do play movies.
It doesn't actually go anywhere. They prematurely launched it because it doesn't... It's been spinning for me for about 10 minutes.
It's an arrow chasing its tail. Yeah. It's mesmerizing.
Ouroboros.
Chromecast is talking directly to YouTube, which means my phone is free to go and access all my favorite applications. Which is exactly what I'd want.
That's a little depressing.
So most of the time, I'm probably going to put my phone down... kick back and
wouldn't
watch TV.
Wouldn't be able to watch
Twit
on it, for instance. This what this does, and this is that channel conflict that bugs me about YouTube and Google.
We don't
is it
your battery.
If you're streaming on YouTube Live, you're part
I'm still
of it.
In control.
But if you're not,
I can simply
you're not.
Wake up my phone without
well,
even
and that's a good question. Will this have access to all of YouTube? Will it have access to things like YouTube Live?
It's pretty simple.
So lock screen control of your queue.
YouTube on TV becomes...
PDX Tyler says, by the way, you notice the song they played, I Belong to You, You Belong to Me. I own you.
I monetize you.
And it's too late for you.
It's too late to give. One of us, one of us.
For everyone.
And the NS.
And that means for every device.
So if you go directly to devices, it's not on the devices page. It's just on the front page.
And in this
case, it just mocks you from the front page.
Kind of the worst rollout ever today. Just leaky and stuttery.
And again, we're going to open up the YouTube app.
Now we're
going to. I saw Netflix. Can I play Netflix on this?
Maybe they have a partnership.
She has immediate access to her favorites.
I really hope so.
And like you just saw on Android.
I hope they have an API because I'd love to update the Twit app.
Oh, man, that would be great.
Be great for us.
Do DLNA then, and anybody can use it. I mean,
any internet streaming.
Right.
It just automatically works, whether it's an iOS device or an Android device. In fact, now, I can invite
Richard
all my friends
to finally
to my
a device that plays Netflix.
And they can all start sending their favorite videos to the TV.
All right.
Or we can even build a shared queue.
Henry was mad when I took the Google TV off the TV. He said, we use it to watch YouTube.
Simply press the cat. Select phone. And now it's
Apple TV has YouTube.
Does Apple TV have YouTube now?
Yep. It's had it since long.
Has it?
So we just want the higher quality of YouTube.
It's a nice interface.
1080p.
Yeah.
With YouTube. Just a simple press of a button. You can multitask on your device YouTube. While still playing
something
else.
From an iOS
TV,
device to this Chromecast. Shown it on Android.
So now we want to take that exact same experience and bring it to other types of content.
So let's see.
So let's go back to my wife's iPhone. And this time we're going to open up Netflix.
Right now, this works with the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see Netflix immediately detected my Chromecast device on my own network. Simply press the cast button, select your device.
So it does look like they have an API.
And now my wife is ready to start watching movies and TV shows from Netflix right on the big screen.
I don't understand. It was open API.
All she needs to do is press play.
Great if you use Zigbee or Z-Wave
or some standard VLNA.
That'd be nice.
Let's go take a look.
Open, Google, open. This won't kill Roku if it doesn't do more than just YouTube and Netflix.
Although Roku only did Netflix at the beginning, so arguably it.
The Netflix stick, the MHL stick, is $100, right?
5.1 surround sound. Looks great.
By the way, nominated
for
an Emmy for this
wife
opening.
Has to leave the room or leave the house.
9 Emmys.
And I still want to watch the video.
Servedly.
Well, we have one small problem. She took the phone with her, so now it's gone. So what do I do? How do I control the video?
And we'll probably get a takedown in about 3 years.
Well, the answer is pretty simple. I'm going to go ahead and pick up my new Nexus 7. So let's bring up my Nexus 7, and I'm going to open the Netflix app. Netflix immediately detects what's already playing on the television. Simply press the blue bar.
That's kind of...
And now I have full control of the video.
The advantage of having the device do the streaming is you could have different devices, many TVs, many devices, each playing something different, given enough bandwidth in the house.
For the television.
But this seems to be like swapping, like handing off pretty seamlessly.
Really cool.
I think that's pretty interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
you can take off with the device, but it doesn't stop the stream. That's,
right.
That's nifty.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and bring back my wife's iPhone on the other monitor. And the videos continue to play here temporarily. So AK is going to go ahead and skip forward on the Nexus 7 farther down in the episode. And before he does, take a look
many
at the iPhone and the scrubber. And AK, why don't you go ahead and skip forward?
And watch. Whoa.
Yeah.
The
That's
iPhone
cool.
immediately syncs to the exact same place. In fact,
didn't expect that though.
My wife can pause.
Yeah, page out of Amazon there.
On her,
it's impressive
iPhone.
Though.
Kind of has to do it the way it works. Yeah.
Yeah. But now you see why and the device is doing the streaming. It can
on my tablet
keep track of all of that.
Remember,
there's no inter device.
This is an iOS device and an Android device. They're actually working together.
What?
Okay, so we showed you how easy it is to watch Netflix on Chromecast. Well, it's just as easy to watch Google Play Movies and TV.
Of course, Google Play.
So let's go ahead and open up the Play Movies app. I already have my Nexus 7 up. Again.
Shocker.
Simply press the cast button.
At this point, it achieves 90% of the functionality of Apple TV, right?
Now, with
No, because I can AirPlay my desktop. AirPlay. Apple TV.
Right.
Well, I also have a lot more channels on Apple TV.
It'd be nice if we could AirPlay.
But in this case, we're going to go ahead and continue playing.
Yeah, I would miss, what is it, Crunchy Rice?
Crunchyroll. Yes. Sky News, which is actually horrible news, but it's nice to have a 24-hour news.
HBO Go, watch ESPN.
Well, but this shows that that's probably HBO, kind of, in the, you know, in those the other services model? Will come
yeah,
eventually.
Why not? Yeah.
Well, but it really does blur the lines for Google TV then, right?
Yeah.
Is this their new focus when it comes
no
to the living room?
This is the Google right. TV, right?
Now, the great thing is the
see, Google TV sat on top of your of all your interfaces. This is switching to HDMI like 1 or 2, and now it's taking over your display. It's a little different than
that. Yeah, no, you're
Google
right.
TV's I think Larry Page is putting Google TV in this in an arena.
Listen to it on the best speaker in the house.
What's this?
For many of us, the best speakers are connected to the TV. With Chromecast, it's really easy to get your music on the television. So let me show you.
This we're is something bring that will not work on
the
iOS.
Google Play Music app.
Sarah, they haven't released the Google
it's
Music app yet, have they?
Press the cast right. button.
No, not an official one.
Lots of rumors that they were going to do that imminently.
Any song
maybe,
in your
maybe now.
That'd be nice.
And you're going to be listening to Google Music on the best speakers in your house.
Yeah, those maybe now B&W they're speakers. Shouting the cross-platform.
Those in-television speakers from Panasonic.
This is the best. Beautiful royalties.
Let me show you one more example.
You ever hear them, Sarah? Royalties?
Pandora.
No.
Okay.
On my phone, I've already configured all
so
my
so
the
Pandora
stations.
Also supported.
Really
Pandora, good.
TV. Well, great. Go to the Pandora app.
All right.
Press
all right.
Hope.
All
right. Yes.
All
right. There's hope.
All right. I'm getting more excited. So now YouTube, Netflix, Google Music, and Pandora.
I think this is AK's favorite station.
It's another app-based device. That's
regardless.
All. Regardless. It's not... That's not a bad thing.
Can it do anything on its own?
You have to wait for them to add
channels. Really easy.
Well, but that's true for Apple TV.
So one device we have
Apple TV, I can do my desktop.
It's the laptop.
So I have infinite.
Let's talk about it. Let's go ahead and bring up a laptop, and we've already opened up the Chrome browser.
Wait for it.
We're going to open up YouTube.com.
Wait for it.
The same cast button is going to show up. This time it's in the lower right corner next to YouTube.
I would hope they have some stuff from Chrome.
Simply press the cast button. And from your laptop now, you have sent a YouTube video directly to your TV.
I'd love to see that button in Chrome in general.
Right.
How long before people hack that?
To make it a Chrome extension?
Why couldn't they? If they have a mini Chrome installed on the dongle.
They're so close.
And
right?
You can sync tabs.
Yeah.
We've worked really
I would
hard
want to breathe all that dust.
To make sure you have a consistent user experience, regardless of whether you're coming from a phone, a tablet, or a laptop. It just works.
Ooh.
Okay,
it
so
just works. Wait a minute, trademark Apple computer. You better back down, baby. You can get I see a lawsuit.
We recognize there's other content out there on the web today.
It just works as a trade
we
secret.
We have one more thing to show you. Helps get
why did they put that phrase together?
And he just said one more thing.
Did he?
Now, it's still early
this
days.
This is just like slapping
so
Apple in the face.
Is in beta.
Slap.
We're announcing a new feature that allows you to project any Chrome tab from your television directly to the TV.
Booyah! That means live.twit.tv.
Now, this works beautifully for things
right?
Like photos.
I'm just curious
so
what Hulu blocks this. What are they doing
there? The Chrome browser.
So any tab can be sent to your TV.
Yeah, and why not?
Yeah, and why not?
So it's really easy. So on the photos, I've opened up
Google
Plus
Photo Bubble. They're not going to demonstrate Hulu, though.
And on the top right, you're going to see
and Hulu,
the cast button.
Can Hulu tell you're casting? Look at that, cast button.
And now we're going to be projecting what's on your local
device. Oh, man, okay. Now
pretty sweet, yeah.
Now I can watch puppies.
No cables.
And we can queue up the puppies.
And we've made some
that's the best part.
Puppy queue.
For example, you can notice we're not actually projecting your entire desktop.
$35.
Even the URL bar.
Dirt cheap.
We're focusing on the content
one
you
per
care
TV.
About, which is the content you
and it doesn't require an MHL port.
No.
No.
You might have to do a little USB chicanery if you don't have a USB
a
port in your
TVs
television.
A lot of TVs have USB ports.
Mine
does, right?
It's because it's older.
Yeah, mine does not.
That's Wi-Fi only.
Well, 7-year-old TV. What are you watching?
People keep TVs.
7-year-old
HD TV.
Of course it doesn't have USB. It wasn't invented yet.
1080p, 1080i.
It's 1080i. There's a big difference.
No, it's 1080p and 1080.
Oh, and 1080i.
I shouldn't have said 1080i.
They're showing off a Vimeo video.
That's fantastic.
Oh, good. Okay.
Good for them. That's showing openness, right?
Right, right.
I want to buy this. I want to buy 5 of these.
Yeah, seriously.
$35.
I'm only going to buy 2 because I only have 2 televisions.
Nah, it's available now. Add to cart. Ships in 1 to 2 business days. I'm going to add 3 to my cart. Proceed to checkout.
Boom.
Boom! Google Wallet.
And while you're watching your video on the television, you can continue to access the entire web.
No. Select an address.
You don't need any specialized hardware to make this work.
Well, they learned some lessons from the Nexus Q.
Put it on my card.
It'll work with
$8, 3 to 5 business days. Oh, I could have done it faster. Shoot. Oh, well, too bad. I did it too fast.
Buy another one.
Order placed. You are a winner, Leo.
I am a winner. Just got 3 of them.
As you've come to expect with Chrome.
I don't know why I bought 3, but...
Okay, with that, I'd like to get back to
throw them out.
You need... $35, you know?
Yeah. It's stocking stuffer territory right there. That's a stocking stuffer.
That's a stocking stuffer.
I'm getting a parking ticket for this mount right now. If I go move my car, I can afford this.
That is awesome product.
It's very cool and very exciting. I want to give a shout out to...
Remember when we saw the Q a year and a half ago, or a year and a couple of months ago, and we saw the price? Did we shout awesome product?
Nobody.
No.
No, I believe we gasped.
I think we said...
It began with an aw.
Yes, exactly.
It was a different word.
I think I remember saying, that is shed in the water.
Talk about developers for a few minutes. If you're a developer, you might be asking, how can you get your app
should get
to
one
cast
more shipped right
to a
away.
TV in the same way that you just saw done just now in the demos.
Probably good to point out apps that their point of sale didn't fail miserably when you did that.
Well, let me try one more and see.
A technology for developers.
Add to cart. Buy now and get 3 months of Netflix included.
To TVs. This is pretty big. Chromecast SDK for developers, so you can be putting this
totally
into your apps.
Totally open. This is fabulous.
It's very simple.
This is big.
Developers don't need to build a new app. All it takes is a few modifications to existing mobile.
Okay,
and web
take
apps.
It all back. Well done.
Well today, done.
Today we're publishing a developer preview of the Google Cast SDK
today,
with libraries for
so
Android,
Google is basically just
iOS,
giving you bandwidth. They're
Chrome.
Saying, yeah, just take put this put
we've
this tweak this SDK in, root your URL through us. We'll send it back down to the Chromecast, which gives them more data. That's what they want.
Ah. iOS, Android, and what was that? Third
and Chrome.
And Chrome.
To create an ecosystem of apps as well as devices. With the Chromecast device, while the Chromecast device...
Somebody said, I'm
going to
put this on a keychain. Yeah, you carry it around with you.
Google Cast.
Yeah, actually, that'd be great. Hotels
time,
and things.
Yeah, hotel.
Absolutely. The Apple TV was like, oh,
holy
thing.
Crap.
Bingo.
If there's an HDMI TV, man.
Yeah.
And also, if you're doing presentations... So recapping, Google your presentation or whatever they call it. Their
and almost
okay.
All
let's listen.
Hotels have that.
YouTube, Netflix, Google
with more
Play
coming soon.
TV,
yeah,
part of Play Music.
Yep.
Lots of content from the
there's
web.
There's the micro USB on the back there.
And still to come, Pandora and many more apps. With a simple
Antwit.
Press of the Cast button, you're watching on your TV while still having full control over your device. Unlike other solutions, it works with Android, iOS, Chrome for Windows,
with
Chrome
tax
for Mac,
and overnight shipping, still
and
under
Chromebook
50
Pixel.
Bucks.
So we've talked a lot about the product
and
this morning.
The store's working.
And we're really excited about
too.
It. But you're probably wondering, how much does it cost and how can I get it?
It's $35.
It's on your website.
I've worked
I'm not
really,
really wondering.
Hard to make Chromecast as affordable as possible for as many consumers as possible. So we're happy to announce that Chromecast will retail for $35.
That's really, if they hadn't tipped their hand, a
for
what?
$35.
Yeah, that is an applause
it's
moment.
It's affordable enough to connect up every TV in your home.
Don't they have a section of Google for applauders?
Apparently, which is
room?
Good. That, I actually admire this. Yeah, this was a press breakfast, today, and they didn't stack it with employees to applaud. And I commend them for that.
I
of course, real journalists, and apparently the room's full of them, aren't going to applaud for anything.
Their hands are full. Cameras.
They're busy eating.
It will also be available.
The free food.
Best, Best Buy did not leak
across
this.
Across the U.S. as early as July 28th. Right. And through our partnership with Netflix, For a limited time, you will also get 3 months free of Netflix with the purchase of a Chromecast device. We're going to close this morning with a video that really shows some of the experiences that we're aspiring
and
to enable
kill smart TVs. I mean, what do you? This is so much better than a smart TV.
And at that price, you're not going to like hesitate to upgrade it if it comes out next year. It'll be faster.
And think of Google's strategy here. All your viewing is now channeled through Google.
Yes. That's the brilliant behind-the-scenes aspect
I think you, I think you picked up on that, and I think you're exactly right.
That means Google Now will be more awesome.
Well, then think of that. How long before you flip the switch and say, hey, just let everybody know what I'm watching.
Okay, Chromecast.
New Arrested Development season was just edited to Netflix. Sums up on your Google Now card.
Yeah.
Oh, I should watch that.
Watch that.
Is that a bazooki?
Only you would ask that question.
I love the fact that we were so underwhelmed.
I'm curious.
We were so underwhelmed by a fantastic piece of hardware, the Nexus 7, the second one.
Which but I will buy.
This little guy is going to, it's basically because we want to watch web on TV, and this actually does it right.
This does it right. That's it. It's over. Boy, they didn't exactly say goodbye.
They literally dropped the mic.
I appreciate
and walk
that
off stage.
Too. Boom!
Boom! They said Chromecast. There you go.
They dropped it. Well, it's more of a tinkle because it just hits the floor. It's
You're watching live coverage of Breakfast with Sundar. Sundar Pichai's Breakfast with the Press to announce two new products, two very interesting products, an updated Nexus 7 tablet. And the update is primarily in specs, both in screen resolution, processor, and GPU. They showed some gaming and showed a price that is still very compelling, a little more than the original Nexus 7, $229 for the 16 gig, $269 for the 32 gig, and there is an a LTE version available for, what was that, $329?
$349.
Mm-hmm. But, of course, I think you could tell that we were most excited, as exciting as that is, and I think that that's compelling. They mentioned textbooks available for it, multiple profiles. They did show Jelly Bean 4.3. It will ship with Jelly Bean 4.3.
Nice. It was a nice.
It was a nice announcement, and it just shows you how jaded really we've all become. $229 for a pretty impressive tablet, and frankly, if I'm Apple, I'm really starting to think, well, what am I going to announce in September or October, especially for the 7-inch. Form factor for the iPad Mini. The rumors were no iPad Mini this year. I'm thinking Apple has to respond.
They've got to do something.
They've got to respond. Secondly, another product aimed not just at Apple TV, but at Roku and every other smart television device, the Chromecast, for $35, a way to take anything on your Chrome browser, any tab, and put it on your big screen TV. Not as Apple TV works, not as DLNA works, streaming from your laptop, but in fact sending the tab to the device, which then accesses the Wi-Fi and gets the information.
And that's the one thing the Q didn't do. A lot of this is the functionality from the ball, the big cannonball Q, which is I want to send a YouTube video to the Q. I actually tell Google, and then Google sends the URL down to the Q. It doesn't have a direct connection, but that Chrome tab makes all the difference, and the SDK that says, hey, you don't have to get our permission. Anybody can just make a quick tweak to their app and add this cast button. We'll handle the rest.
And iOS, Android, I think this is a very compelling product. It does come with built-in YouTube, Netflix, they say coming soon, Pandora, Google Music capability. So out of the box, it does some pretty amazing things. You can control it from your iPhone, your Android device, or from your laptop running Chrome. And I presume that's Mac, Linux, and Windows.
The question is, now, when Chrome appeared on Google TV, immediately everybody tried to block it.
Right.
They did detection to figure out, oh, that's Chrome on a Google TV. Will they be able to tell that this is Chrome on a Chromecast and do the same kind of blocking when you try to send a tab?
You know, what they're probably looking at when they're on Google TV is what's called the user agent. You query the browser and you say, what's the user agent? And it will say, this is Google TV. I'm going to guess that Google's going to want to play nice with Hulu and other companies and say that the user agent is Chrome on Mac OS X plus. No, you know
It would just be Chromecast.
It would be the Chromecast. The user agent's going to say Chromecast because Google is not going to want to bypass that capability. They want us to get in bed with these guys. They want Hulu to develop for it.
Yeah.
So there's no way they're going to have a secret user agent.
And so you won't be able to do the same things you do with DLNA or AirPlay.
I don't
Unlike AirPlay, which goes from your device to device to your network.
Yeah, yeah.
It's you know, that single point-to-point connection versus going through another server. I unfortunately, I think, Leo, you're right on that. They're going to play nice, and we're not going to see the great ability. But, well, who knew? Maybe Hulu Plus will build it in with their SDK, and you'll have it that way.
We don't know yet. We'll see.
The Chromecast is available for order right now. It's on the Google Play Store. The Nexus 7 will be available July 30th at all the usual retail stores, plus, of course, on the Google Play Store. And they said that the Chromecast will ship by August 7th. So at this point, you can order, but you can't get it until for a couple of
But they said August 7th? Weeks. I thought he said July 28th.
It's saying August 7th on the website.
He said as early as July 28th. Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe that's
So maybe
back-ordered?
August 7th is the target. And
mine says ships by July 27th on
Okay,
mine.
Yeah, that's so what now, mine said, so what Okay, so now what's happening is this
they brought
is
them up.
They've sold them out. And they're making
that's
more
exactly
as fast
right.
as they can. So now the ships soon is now August 7th. So we'll get ours sooner.
Hopefully, yeah.
And we'll certainly review those as soon as they're available. I think some pretty—that's pretty significant product from Google.
Pretty compelling,
and a lot. You know, I think at $35. Now we should point out it's not using MHL; it is just an HDMI standard HDMI port. However, you can power it. You need to power it via USB. Many TVs have a USB port, but even if not, if you're Tom, you could plug it into the wall and plug a USB
just
cable.
It's a cord into some kind
it's a
of
micro
wall
USB.
Port.
It's a micro,
be a big
yeah, micro
yeah.
USB port. They don't say what the power drain is, but I'm sure you could find one that has enough power. And it does use Wi-Fi, so you'll have to have Wi-Fi available.
You have to have good enough Wi-Fi to stream video, which may or may not be a problem for some people.
Yeah.
One of the cooler functions is the fact that you can turn on your TV and switch inputs from your phone right directly, and that's actually going to help, I think, a lot, because then you're not fiddling around with another remote using your iOS device or your web browser to do that. And that's going to be, I think, a real – it's a small feature, but I think people are going to love that.
We're going to get to your final thoughts in just a second, but a reminder that our breaking news, as always, brought to you by our good friends at Slingbox. Thank you, Slingbox. Slingbox makes it possible to watch your television almost anywhere over the internet. The Slingbox 500 is out with Wi-Fi, HDMI connectivity, full HD 1080p. All you got to do is buy a Slingbox, set it up with your home theater system, plug in your DVR, your cable or satellite box, or even your DVD player. You can even wirelessly archive photos and videos and enjoy them on your TV at home or wherever you go. The picture quality is astounding. It puts your stuff, your home theater system, on the internet, password protected. You don't have to buy any special programming packages. You have no monthly fees. You never miss the show you want to watch. In HD, you can even control the DVR and record shows from the road. Get your Slingbox today. Best Buy, Amazon, or find out more at slingbox.com/twit. Sarah Lane, it seems to me a lot of this stuff was aimed at Apple. The Nexus 7 is a little bit better, maybe a lot, than the iPad Mini. I have to say, this new Chrome device, the Chromecast, might be a little bit better than the Apple TV for some people. What do you think?
Yeah, we keep mentioning, the rumors are that Apple's not going to come out with anything in its iPad Mini line this year,
right.
And that really should. When you look at something like the new Nexus 7, you know, the specs, it's like, wow, this device is amazing. And the point that Apple can't figure out how to get great battery life without putting Retina in the iPad Mini just is simply... That doesn't hold up anymore, because we can see that their competitors are doing so with really nice devices that do the same stuff. I'll be really interested to see how the Nexus 7 sets a precedent for tablets of this size going forward from Apple, but from everybody.
What do you think, Tom?
I think that the Chromecast is brilliant. I was kind of like, it's interesting, until they talked about that SDK. And the fact that it is going to be
any
open
tab.
For anybody to do it, I think that's great.
And any tab in your browser. So
any tab in your
already.
Browser, as long as it's not blocked, as
we
talked about.
We don't have to do anything. Live.twit.tv, you go to live.twit.tv, you press
boom.
The Chromecast
it's
button.
In there.
It's on there.
And it's $35. How can you not snap
I hope
up
it has
one
flash.
For every television? You know, why not?
I hope it has flash.
It did have flash because they showed Vimeo.
They showed Vimeo.
Oh, yeah.
Although
and
Vimeo does do HTML flash.
But Chrome also has flash built in.
Who cares about flash? Flash is dying.
Well, we're flash.
Yeah.
We do have HLS streaming, but okay.
And the Nexus 7 is a very nice upgrade to the tablet. It has an amazing screen. The thinner form factor is cool and a great processor. If you don't already have a Nexus 7, definitely go get one. I think it's even tempting for somebody who already has one.
It's tempting for me. I already sold mine. I'm getting the new Nexus 7 as soon as I can order it.
No, it's so much faster. The Nexus 7 deteriorated.
I use my Nexus 7 mostly for reading, so I'm not tempted to get this new one yet.
See, I think with the higher resolution, it'd be easier on the eyes for me, and that's what I really like to do with this. Like I was saying with web pages.
I can't see anything anyway.
Yeah, you're in your eyes. You don't like retina. But I like having a lot of pixel density when it comes to my devices because I will read indefinitely. And one of the tweaks I was reading about Android 4.3, it was leaked a couple of days ago, was that people's battery lives on their phones are like going from like 4 hours to 25 hours. So if that seems like that's the hook, that you have this bigger display, you have all this power, but if the OS can handle the power management properly, that can make this a huge difference. And maybe that's what Apple is stuck on, because iOS maybe can't handle that, its battery savings, and that could be a huge advantage for Android in general.
The other impressive thing, of course, is price. $35, and you get 3 months of Netflix at $24 value.
Can I
at this
that to
point,
my current Netflix?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
But at this point, it's a pretty desirable product. So much so that I just bought three. Not even thinking.
It's an impulse.
It's an impulse.
Yeah,
purchase.
It's an impulse purchase. Completely.
And boy, I have to say, this makes any TV that's not a smart TV smart. And given the quality and the state of smart TVs today, anyway, I think this is something almost everybody's going to want to. Put on their television.
People who don't make a lot of money can afford this too.
Right.
$99 for Roku is still a consideration for some people. $35, that becomes achievable.
Well, and as somebody in our chat room pointed out, you carry this with you when you go do a presentation somewhere. You plug it into their HDTV. You fire up your Chrome browser, and anything you can do in your Chrome browser is up on that.
Do you guys
TV.
Remember the demo from I/O where they were showing gaming in a browser in Chrome using multiple devices?
Interesting.
$35 game machine.
Right.
It's killing everything if you can do a tab. That's like there's so many things you can do in Chrome already, and they've really powered it up to handle all kinds of hardware acceleration. You can do crazy gaming in there. That could be really big if they can put gaming through this $35 box. Xbox should be scared. PlayStation should be scared at $35.
Oh, I think it's a little early for them to be scared. They can't quite match.
$500, $35.
But the games on Chrome aren't at that level.
Not yet.
Soon, perhaps.
Yeah, someday.
Soon. And I'm sorry that I bought three if that means you couldn't get one until August 7th. I apologize. I wasn't thinking. I thought they might have more. I didn't do it on purpose.
Thanks a lot. I bought two. I'm just as guilty. I'm two-thirds as guilty.
Somebody in our chat room has posted a link to 4.3 for the Nexus 7, but they did say that there will be an update being pushed out later today. I just checked. It's not out yet, but I'm sure soon. Very excited. Android 4.3 announced, rolling out to Nexus devices today. When they say Nexus devices, are they saying Nexus 4?
I would hope they're meaning Nexus 4 at the very minimum. Yeah.
And they did point out, for people who were concerned about the Google Edition Galaxy S4 and the HTC One, that it would be coming very soon for those phones as well. So if you have a Google Edition phone, you'll probably get 4.3 quite quickly. If you have a phone from a manufacturer with its own customization, don't hold your breath. That wraps up our live coverage. We're going to let now. Did you do TNT? No, you're going to do TNT next. Okay.
Yeah.
So Tom Merritt, Sarah Lane, I as Akhtar, thank you for being here. This is a special day for Twit, the second anniversary of our move into our. I still think of it as our new studios. Woo-hoo. I guess we're going to have to stop saying that. In honor of that, we're having an open house. If you're in the Petaluma area, come on by, stop by. We've got a chair for you.
It's as old as an iPhone 4.
Wow.
Well, that is old.
Yeah.
See, it's old. And you'll be able to find it because after 2 years, we're finally putting a sign up.
Yeah, so if you heard that ruckus in the beginning of this
it'll say Twit out front. It's a beautiful sign.
It's brand new, like just put up.
Mm-hmm. Are they done?
They're at TWI.
I have to go out and see it while you guys do TNT.
Big truck's still there.
I'll be back right after TNT Security Now, coming up with Steve Gibson, then This Week in Google, and then a special edition of Triangulations. Tom and Sarah are going to interview me.
People have been asking for this for a long time.
I got nothing. Everybody knows there's nothing.
Probing questions.
This will be one location.
Uncovering all the secrets.
One of the reasons that we...
It's like buying a gift for the guy who has everything. You've said everything.
I have. I'm such a blabbermouth. But
some things that you haven't meant to share.
You could ask me about the Moto X again and again. Hammer me on that. So Tom and Sarah, if anybody was going to interview me, it'd be two of my oldest friends. I've known them for a decade now. And so... I guess they might know some secrets. We'll find out. Thank you all for joining us. Again, thanks to Slingbox for supporting our special coverage. If it's breaking tech news, I hope you will tune to twit.tv. We aim to bring it to you live. TNT's up next. I'm Leo Laporte. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.